Good afternoon. It is Friday, December 23rd, 2005. You're listening to the Small and Medium Business Strategy Cast. I am your host, Steve Moore. The background music for today's show is Charlie Crow's Vegas Hard Rock Shuffle. And a link to the artist's site will be available in the show notes. As always, the show notes are located in the interactive section of bizplanhelp.com. In this episode, we're going to cover the organization plan section of the business plan. And I noticed when I was going through the outline while preparing for the show that I actually, the outline that I had for download did not include the organization plan. So I've updated the outline and you can now download it. A link for that will also be in the show notes for today's show. Let's get right into it. The organization plan and what should be included into the organization plan. The organization plan is typically a two-page section. Sometimes it can run into three pages depending on how big you expect your startup to be or on the project you're working on if you're an existing business and setting up a division for a specific product. It may even be shorter. It's the organization plan keys around people. We've discussed people a little bit in Description of Venture when we included summaries of kind of the key founders to a business, but now we're going to expand on that. The first section of your organization plan is the legal entity. How is the corporation organized? The first step is what type? Is it an S-corp, a C-corp, a partnership, or something that's very popular these days, the LLC. Also, the ownership. Who are the owners? What are their percentage in shares? Is it a sole proprietorship, in which case you are the only owner? Or do you have partners involved, silent or otherwise? Those should be included in this section, as well as if there's a board of directors that have been set up. Even for a small corporation, it's typical to have a board of directors of two or three people. Usually those people are involved with the business. In a small company, there's usually not outsiders on the board, but you still should have that in here. It gives an investor or someone else reading that an idea of what your thoughts are on the business. Again, this stuff isn't set in stone. If you are going out for investment, through angels or ventures, the investor may want a seat on the board either for themselves or have the ability to appoint someone they want to the board. The next section is the after you've got the legal aspect out of the way, now it's down to the specific personnel and the responsibilities, the roles and responsibilities. I usually like to start out this section with an org chart and one paragraph in general on the org chart. The org chart, we don't usually go below the director level, which means we're probably looking at about three roles deep or three steps deep on the org chart. So you'd have three rows of people. Any person that's listed in the org chart or role on the org chart, you should have one paragraph below the org chart on each of those. If it's a specific person, why are they here? Why are they selected to be in that position? What qualifies them? Bam, one paragraph. If it's an open position that you're going to look to hire someone into, what characteristics are you looking for in a person to fill that role? And resumes or even job ads, they go in the appendix. You should have a resume for any person listed in the org chart, ownership, or on the board. Their resume should be in the appendix for each of these questions. As I mentioned before, we've already mentioned people in this business plan. In the description of venture, we talked about, what are those key players and those founders? Well, those same key players should be included in here, which means you have some sort of repetition, but it's not because, again, the way people read a business plan, skipping around or looking at certain sections, I wouldn't worry about the repetition. It needs to be in both places. You want to get the key people that gives you credibility in the description of venture, and you want to include them in here. Now, though, it's more detail. Before, this is a key person. Now, this is a key person that's going to serve in this role, as well as one paragraph on that role. They may those key people from the description of venture may also fall. I mean, we talked about ownership, boards, and the org chart itself. So your key people from the description of venture could fall in any of those three categories, or, you know, all three categories even, as well as you could be bringing up people for a first time that may be involved as a role, but also in ownership, because that's what you had to do to get them on board, is offer them equity. It's a very common thing to do, even if it's a small percentage early on, to offer equity to get talented people. It's, you know, it's not just small businesses or startups that are doing it. You hear about it every day on Wall Street, about big companies and, you know, the golden parachutes in equity. So that sort of information needs to be included in this section. I've gone through rambled through a lot of information real quick. So let me give you kind of an example of how I would set up the organization section. Let's take a distribution company. In this case, it's a startup. And we have two guys that are going to set up a public warehouse company in the Midwest somewhere. The majority partner has a lot of contacts in the business and money, whereas the minority partner will run the day-to-day operations of the business. These guys are going to organize the business. They're going to set up an LLC with the majority owner holding 70% of the stock, because, as I mentioned, he's also the one with the money. So he's putting the money into this. And the minority partner is going to own 30%, and he's basically going to have a job out of this too, in running the day-to-day business. Now, the board member section of this basically are going to be the two owners that we've just mentioned, as well as, let's say they're going to bring in someone that has more of a finance type background to be the third board of director. It's always nice to have a odd number on a board, even a small board like this, because if the two guys can't agree, there's a third guy to throw their vote one way or the other. So they bring in this finance guy to serve that role. And then that finance person, if they bring him in with the right background, he's also someone that can help him set up an accounting department, you know, hire a bookkeeper, set up an accounting system, and help them find an independent accountant if they need one. Again, for each of these, there really should be a position on the board also. Your majority owner is probably the chairman, your minority owner is probably the secretary, and your accounting guy in this case is probably the treasurer. You know, you don't necessarily have to have a secretary or treasurer. It could be chairman and then member of board. But then, the next step for this distribution company is we're going to do an organization chart for them. Well, we've already said the minority owner is going to be running the day-to-day. So we give them the top of the chart, the president, CEO, and the majority owner is the VP of sales. And then we move down from there. But we don't want to go more than three levels. If underneath the president you have a director of ops, and then under the director of ops, warehouse manager, that's probably as far as you want to go. That's kind of the three deep for an org chart. If, you know, a company gets big and you start going more than three deep, it can get to be pretty crazy for a section that we only want two pages. Another thing to think about, though, is you want to show someone for each operational area. You know, maybe these guys for accounting, they're just going to hire a bookkeeper since they have the guy on the board to cover. So a bookkeeper is kind of a low level, but since it's the only in-house accounting person, they should probably be listed. Wow, we're already up past 9 minutes. Once again, I've managed to blow through this 10 minutes real quick. Go to the show notes for more information. Listen to this a couple times because I know I talk pretty quick. I think it might be time to upgrade Cast Blaster. For the next episode, we're going to start talking about the financial plan as well as some risk stuff. And that's probably going to run out to a few episodes. Also coming up, I want to talk more about kind of podcasting itself as a business. A lot of people listening are probably interested in that. For show notes, go to bizplanhelp.com, the interactive section. And for more information on me, go to eaglestrategygroup.com. Later.